Just like this Rush Hour podcast, you can use Anytime Fitness anytime with over 500 clubs across Australia. Make healthy happen wherever you are 24/7 with Anytime Fitness.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And a massive weekend of sport just gone, MG.
Unbelievable. If you were a combat sport lover like me, you sat all day yesterday on the couch.
Absolutely. Huge weekend. Here are the best bits.
There is only one. Crown the king. The lone undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. Tyson Fury. The champion.
That's the last nail in the coffin for Australia. What a comeback it has been for the Indian team. And it's the spinners which have led the way for the Indian team.
Finds Tukiyaho. He's got support. He has got support from Luke Keary. And Keary has got the legs. Keary has got the legs and possibly the game.
Cox on the rebound. Fires it in for his first home goal for his new club. And now the Wanderers do lead 5-2.
Smith Davies goes and does it all himself. And the crowd have risen to this excitement machine.
South Africa have done it. The celebrations begin here in Port Elizabeth. They are ecstatic with this performance.
His 44th career victory in supercars on the streets here in Adelaide. Well done, Scott McLaughlin.
Well done, Scotty McLaughlin, friend of the show indeed. MG, you're going to grade Latrell Mitchell's first hit out at fullback from the weekend very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But not since the era of Tyson and Holyfield has a heavyweight bout captured the world's attention like Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder did yesterday.
It did not disappoint from the opening exchanges, but we'll go back before that, before when they were coming out to the opening of their songs. It was fantastic theatre.
All the moments of madness from that heavyweight bout coming up next. The Rush Hour with MG, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here as well. Sydney Kings fans, you want to get along to their final series, keep listening, because in 10 minutes' time, your chance. It's the Nobody Loses quiz, MG. We love doing it on the show.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But let's do this.
Trending now.
As Wilder's in bad shape.
This the thing is over. This
TKO victory. There is only one. There is only one. Crown the king.
Yes,
that
man is the WBC heavyweight champion after Deontay Wilder's corner threw in the towel in the seventh round yesterday, MG.
Yeah, well, they did it 14 months ago, and everyone said that, Mr. Fury, Tyson Fury, the Gypsy King, was probably overweight. This time he weighed a stone heavier, 18 stone, so he was 126 kilos. And, look, he got him in the third round with an overhand right to the back, to the ear, which kind of, I think, perforated Wilder's eardrum. Mm. So that took out his equilibrium. And I think from that point on, he was gone. I think the big guy just kept coming and coming and coming. And he said he was going to in the pre-fight. He said, in the last fight, I didn't come forward. And he said, this time I'm going to come to him, because Wilder's got a mad right hand. And if he connected with Fury, it could have been drama, but he never looked like he had been hitting him.
First loss of Wilder's 44-fight professional career. He dropped him in the third and the fifth, as you mentioned. Fury now undefeated in 31 professional fights.
The living champ.
The entrances.
Oh, man.
I mean, Deontay Wilder celebrating Black History in America with his entrance and the images he walked past and the costume he was wearing. But you wanted to talk about Tyson Fury.
Yeah, just quickly on that costume he was wearing. I think that mask alone was $60,000 that
Are you kidding?
Deontay Wilder was wearing. It was looked like the boss of the White Walkers out of Game of Thrones. He was scary, man.
And,
but yeah, Tyson Fury come out on the throne as the king, playing to probably one of my mum's favourite all-time songs, Crazy, from Patsy Cline.
Crazy for thinking that my love.
He's a machine, this guy.
It doesn't scream pump up, though, does it?
I think if you really listen to the lyrics, crazy for being so lonely, and I think when he suffered some depression, that's what the message I took out of it was that he was, here he is, making his comeback against all odds. It's the modern-day Rocky story.
He was surprisingly humble in victory as well.
I love his speech.
He celebrated Deontay Wilder as a warrior. He said he will be champion again, but for now the king has returned. And then got the crowd involved in a little sing-along.
Oh, Don Quinn. What can he do? What can he do? I mean, that the guy's just is a born entertainer. He's right what he says about Deontay Wilder, but the guy is a champion for a long time for a reason, and he'll be back bigger and better. Maybe the third installment of this fight, which I think Wilder has to activate in 3 days if it's going to happen.
Correct. Yeah, he's got the right to a rematch. The heavyweight fight that everybody wants to see now is the fellow Brit, Anthony Joshua. They want to see him take on Tyson Fury, but it was entertaining from way to go. Shout out to Daniel Lewis, friend of the show.
Yes.
Who
10
suffered
rounds against
his,
Gigantor.
Sebastian Fundora. He suffered his first professional loss, but showed what he's capable of.
Man, he fought an avatar. Did you see the bloke he was fighting?
20 centimetres
six
height.
Foot, 6 foot six.
It's incredible.
And Dan just looked like he was 8 years of age. But well done. On the big stage, he didn't let Australia. He did, most importantly, he didn't let himself down.
Absolutely.
No way, shape, or form.
Nah.
So he'll be back.
100%. Well done, Dan Lewis. MG, we're going to switch gears up next. We're going to talk some rugby league because the All-Star game from Saturday night on the Gold Coast.
It was epic.
Speaking of entertaining, you're going to run through Latrell Mitchell's first hit out at fullback.
Who starred?
Find out what his passing grade was. The Rush Hour with MG on Triple M, talking All-Stars up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
This is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. If you want to win tickets to go along and see the Sydney Kings in semi-final action at Kudos Bank Arena this Saturday night, you could buy tickets at Ticket Tech or you could give us a call very shortly to participate in the Nobody Loses quiz. MG, quick update from Perth, where the Aussie women are attempting to keep their T20 World Cup hopes alive after the loss against India.
Yep.
They are taking on Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka batting first, currently 1 for 17 into the fifth over. So.
Okay, so Aussies on top.
Aussies, we'll see. Hey, let's talk some rugby league, because Saturday night on the Gold Coast, this happened, and what a game it was.
Oh, Blair, that was Nick Smith again!
Yeah, Brandon Smith.
Yeah, well, I think he and Corey Hawira-Naira were the two best players on the field. Gee, he's come of age, Hawira-Naira. He looked good at lock forward for the Maori team.
They got the win 30-16 in front of 24,000 on the Gold Coast.
Just again, we spoke about what a night the boxing was last night in Vegas MGM. Well, this night up on the Gold Coast was a celebration of some sorts of rugby league. It was just a festive attitude. How that young guy who'd been bullied, Quaden, got let out the team, and you know what? There was a bit of oomph in it. They come to play, and for their first trial of the season, I tipped my lid to them, because guys like Josh Kerr from the Dragons, who set up the first try, and Tyrone Peachy looks fit. Jimmy the Jet looks fit. All eyes were on Latrell. You know, and I think if you're going to sum up Latrell's performance in the All-Star game, it was solid without being spectacular.
So what do you give him as a grade for fullback?
I'd give him a 7.
Okay.
For that performance.
Okay.
Only because of his defensive role. The first thing I look at as a fullback is how much he talks, how much he... When I'm playing in a game, if I'm a second row who's out on his feet, I want to hear my fullback telling me which way to go, because I can't see if there's a gap between me and the bloke next to me or how far it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a 3D type thing, you know. So you've got to hear from your fullback.
Mm-hmm.
MG, get left a couple of metres. Get left, get right. Like it's, and he was doing that. He made two telling tackles, one on Ponga. He saved the try. So defensively, probably an 8.5. But
okay.
I think his attack will improve as his fitness does.
Sure. All right. Well, that's Latrell Mitchell. Brandon Smith's the other talking point, particularly with all the back and forth and going on about Harry Grant at the Melbourne Storm. This is a guy who's 23 years of age, Brandon Smith we're talking about. He's contracted at the Storm till the end of 2022. He started one game in 2019, MG, and yet starred on Saturday night.
Here's a shout out to any rugby league team who needs a number 9. Sign this bloke. Sign this bloke. Get a casket of money. Hide it somewhere for a while until the salary cap you compliant, and then go after him, because he is just a rugby league player. He's down and out a rugby league player. He's tough. He's He's only 23.
Yeah.
The guy who, look, I don't know much about Harry Grant, but the expectations on him are enormous.
Well, the word is potential.
Potential. He's played two games of NRL. I would be going lock and key after Brandon Smith. I just think he's legit. He's the player that I think, one of the players you'd want any team you'd start with. He can play lock forward, play second row.
He's all energy, isn't he?
Play 5'8", play anywhere. He can play any, play front row if you ask him to. He's just a really, really good rugby league player, but he was their best player. Just in front of Corey Hawira-Naira, I thought. Also think Dylan Walker looked good. Ponga looked good. Kalen Ponga looked like slick. So, yeah, look, it's for the first trials. A lot of trials this weekend. You know, we'll get to the injuries a bit later, what happened over the weekend. But, yeah, it's they're a necessary evil, aren't they, trials?
They are. We're going to get to, as you say, all the injuries that happened over the weekend. Very quickly, first ever captain's challenge. Adam Blair, there's a trivia question.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit...
It was a bit anticlimactic.
Anticlimactic,
David Fifita is still 19. He turns 20 tomorrow, but...
Wow. Isn't he just a juggernaut?
And I tell you what, Roosters, five-time World Club Challenge champions. We'll talk about them in a minute because there's a few little takeaways from that game as well. It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M, 133353. If you're a Sydney Kings fan, you want to get along to the semi-final game at Kudos Bank Arena, give us a call now. It's the Nobody Loses Quiz.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Liam Flanagan here. We do the Rush Hour for Anytime Fitness. Over 500 clubs across Australia make healthy happen wherever you are, 24/7 with Anytime Fitness. 500 clubs, MG. 24/7. Do the math.
More clubs than...
Played in trial games over the weekend because...
Boom!
Trial games are underway, MG.
They are.
But it was catastrophes left, right and centre, really. Injuries are plenty from the weekend.
Yeah, there was. And some concerning ones, especially ACL ones. Poor Cam King, a close family friend of mine, has been to hell and back with his injuries over his career. First game in PNG against the Sharkies, and he has a suspected ACL injury. So,
and something of a...
Feel for him.
A fairy tale... Comeback to the NRL as well.
Yeah.
Gets signed by the Sharks.
Playing with Featherstone, and yeah, it's sad.
Now it looks like he is set to miss the entire year with a suspected ACL injury. The other ACL injury out of the weekend is Chris Smith, who played in the Indigenous game. And it looks, though, confirmation that he suffered a partial ACL tear and a complete MCL tear. So there are still hopes that...
A bit like Lodge.
Yeah, a bit like Matt Lodge. But he's going to undergo surgery this week. He'll miss at least 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But Dean Pay... must be wondering what he has to do. You know, they're paying the salaries of these players and yet they keep going down in rep games.
Look, I feel for Dean Pay, and I've read his comments today in the Daily Telegraph, how he basically blasts the NRL about the rep injuries. It's kind of a no-win situation. You know, you train your players, you teach them things that you want them to win games, and then they get good and they make rep sides and they get injured. So, I mean, it's the nature of the beast.
Yep.
It really is. But I think he makes a good point about some of the, you know, salary cap, you know, alleviation you should get when you've got players like, you know, Chris Smith being out for the rest of the season, maybe. They didn't get much for Foran being out for the whole year. So I see where he's coming from. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I suppose rugby league is a very tough and uncompromising game.
Physical game. MG, the other scores from the weekend, Bulldogs defeating the Sharks 30-18 in PNG, as you mentioned. Your Panthers putting on a demolition job at the Tigers 32-4. Cowboys defeated the Broncos 18-16. Same scoreline with the Storm defeating the Warriors. Dragons, strong hit out, 38-12 win over the Newcastle Knights.
Well, now you've missed one. Oh, do you want me to tell you the result of the last trial game?
Nah, we don't need to talk about that.
Burley Bears.
Who I've heard are a very strong side.
Burley Bears. It's like
very strong
like St. Mary's beating Penrith. Burley Bears beat Titans.
We're probably only playing like Come our on. Second no, stringers.
13 players in the first starting lineup are all contracted. So big trouble. I know. Look, anyway, I still don't think they'll come last.
Yes.
Maybe.
Hey, this is the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Up next. Reckons he spent most of the week on the couch, does Mark Guy, watching sport.
I did.
We're going to put him to the test up next with Has MG Been Paying Attention?
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Triple M. Thanks to Anytime Fitness, Liam Flanagan here. MG, we've come to the end of the show. There was that much sport on the weekend. We can't get to all of it.
No.
So we play this game.
Has MG been paying attention?
I certainly have been because I had a weekend of couch potatoing.
Ooh. So you're expecting to do well?
I am expecting to do well because I didn't do much except had the remote control in my hand.
I've got some audio. You tell me who it is from what sport. Let's go.
Just really happy for all the Ford fans out there to have a win today and on a pretty big weekend for Holden, but you know, for Ford to win, it's awesome.
That would be supercar champion Scotty McLaughlin.
Correct.
Winning the first race at your hometown.
Scotty taking the win in race two. Jamie Wincup took out the win in race one. Great result for Holden with everything that happened last week with GM announcing the end of that iconic brand. All right, MG, one from one. Who is this?
Straight away, Pudobianov. What a delivery. Two from two. She's on a hat trick.
That would be the Women's World Cup.
Correct.
It would be Friday night and Australia played India.
Correct.
I watched this this game once we finished with our duties here and we ventured over to this SCG to have a little bit of a launch for NRL. Got home in time just to see the second innings and Australia kind of, with Elise Healy come back to form. That was one good thing.
She did. She made 51, top scored for the Aussies.
But the rest of them
Yeah, that was India's Poonam Yadav, who was the player of the game.
Yeah,
28-year-old spinner. 4 for 19 she took. They're moon balls. They come with zero pace on them whatsoever. But
what is it?
The Aussies couldn't pick them.
It's obviously not the spin. It must be the dip or something in the air.
No, she makes it talk, but that was her. She just fell short of a hat-trick as well. In fact, there was a drop catch on a hat-trick ball, which she'll be filthy about. But still, they got the win, which puts Australia into knockout mode for the rest of this tournament. They're obviously taking on Sri Lanka right now
as
in
we
Perth.
Speak. Yep.
Must win. Then they have to beat Bangladesh. Then they have to beat New Zealand. That's just to get out of the group.
Wow.
So
after one loss.
After a loss.
Okay. It's pretty cutthroat.
It's tough. All right, MG, next one.
It's going to be good to go home and kind of relax and take my jersey with me and probably hang it up somewhere and look at it every day.
Take my jersey. It's American. Someone American.
A little bit further north.
Canada.
There you go.
I'm thinking hockey.
You're correct.
Okay, is a goalie from...
correct.
Chinook salmon. the fish that John West reject.
No, I'm going to give you the points anyway.
I'm on the right track.
You are. You're so close.
We have word that Dave Ayres, 42 years of age, emergency support goaltender, will be forced into service here for the Hurricanes.
My favourite sports story from the weekend,
wow,
MG.
Wow, how good is that?
Every NHL game, the home team supplies an emergency goalie, right? Which means that either team can use the goalie if they need it. Right. This bloke, Dave Ayres, 42 years of age.
Wow.
He's a Zamboni driver.
What's a Zamboni?
The things that clean the ice.
Oh.
The big machines.
At the arena.
At the arena, 42 years of age, gets to make his debut for the visiting Carolina Hurricanes against the Toronto Maple Leafs, he's involved with. They won.
Oh, wow.
He's the hero. They win 6-3, gets paid $500 cash.
And that was him saying, I'm going to take the jersey home and just look at it all the time. Well done. And I learn something every day on
the
show.
There you go. I've learned something too. You can't do a Canadian accent. MG.
Chinook salmon.
Casper Ware from the Sydney Kings is going to join us. Another chance to win Sydney Kings tickets. And importantly.
I am starting my ladder tomorrow, starting from 16. Oh. 16 days out from the NRL starting tomorrow, so I'm going to start at 16.
If you put my Titans in 16th place, we're done.
They're not. I haven't got them 16th.
Come on!
He's Liam. Wait for tomorrow to see who's 16th in my ladder. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
Just like this Rush Hour podcast, you can use Anytime Fitness anytime with over 500 clubs across Australia. Make healthy happen wherever you are 24/7 with Anytime Fitness.